There's been a rise in the number of fatal workplace shootings that are unrelated to robberies. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, a new study points to a shift in the type of shootings.
Workplace shootings aren't uncommon, but they don't always make headlines unless multiple people are killed. It was 1998 when a Connecticut lottery employee shot and killed four of his coworkers. He was angry about his salary and not receiving a promotion.
Workplace homicides really peaked in the mid-1990s and have been slowly declining over the last 2+ decades.
Dr. Mitchell Doucette is an assistant professor of health sciences at Eastern Connecticut State University. Doucette and a team of researchers wanted to identify whether or not the causes of workplace homicides remain the same in recent years. They use data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
What we see more recently now is that these crimes are more often committed as part of non-robbery events. So, and this includes things like arguments, both arguments between employees and employers, arguments between customers and employees, as well as other types of crimes, intimate partner violence, mass shootings.
Before, mass shootings weren't included as a type of workplace violence. Doucette wants to look at state-level data. He's trying to determine if states with less restrictive handgun laws have higher rates of these types of fatalities. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.